What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday.
Days till Friday.
Is that the kid that goes out with Camila Cabello?
Yes.
That's Shawn Mendes?
Yes. Yeah.
I saw a picture of those two out for a walk like, you know, like the rest of us. They're in quarantine.
I think I know what photo you're talking about.
And I thought, boy, those two don't look like anything special.
Yeah.
I mean, they're obviously big stars and, you know, everybody is wearing sweatpants these days. But they went out for a walk and there they are. And I'm like, you look like neighborhood folk.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, even stars are just people.
Right. No, I understand. I saw the picture and went, oh, okay.
Yeah, I expect more from my stars, Vinny.
Yeah, there's not
really,
much going on there. I
need
really
the hair
like,
to be done. And
you really need to sing. Like, I need to hear you singing or you're just some guy.
You need to be carrying that acoustic with you when you're otherwise. Just, you know, I'm going to cross the street because I don't need your COVID.
Right.
It's the thing I do not need. All right. Good morning. It's if it's raining where you are now, apparently that's going to stop. It's still it's still pattering here. But
hold on, let me see if this is a picture you're talking about, Vin. Is this the one?
That's the one.
Oh, boy. They couple really? Dorks.
They just look miserable, though.
They do. He's like 2 feet taller than her, too. That's so cute. Funny. You know, yeah. She's
no, they're fine. I'm just, sure. I really just went, oh, God, okay. So you're
they're
just so normal.
Stiff, too.
Yeah.
It's like a weird position.
But really, I hate to say it. You know.
Where are their masks?
I just, well, that's there's another thing. But I don't even, whatever about him. I looked at her and kind of went, oh.
What is she wearing?
She's
Why would
got
you
like
wear
a
that on a walk?
Crocheted top on. It is a weird thing to wear on a walk. The pants look comfortable, but that top is just too breezy. And like one shoulder, like is she trying to look like a star? Because she's got like a long jacket on, and it's just only on one shoulder, and then kind of hanging out the other. Like I'm Camila Cabello the whole time.
Stars
like,
can do what they want, though.
Yeah,
that is true. That's very true. You
know? They can, and that photo does not scream superstar. But okay,
no.
Anyway, I didn't mean to take the break. And turn it into the. Just saw it. I wanted to make sure I knew who that was, and that's the guy. And he
Vinny,
sings well.
I am agenda free at almost all times. Like, you know, it's like the Orange Story. You know, you sometimes something comes up, and you just go with it.
Although well, the shower story that went on forever.
What shower story?
The one where we're like, which way do you step in the shower? Which direction do you face?
Those are the moments, though, when we find out things about each other. I don't know. I like it. Sometimes I feel guilty at the end. I'm like, oh, I didn't get to that story. Oops, I didn't mention that. But who cares? You know, are people really not getting those notifications on their TMZ, on their phone? You know, it's.
I'm not.
Oh, you don't, you don't get notifications
get
from TMZ?
From you. No, I get my trash from you.
Oh, shoot, man.
You're my source for trash.
I'm sorry to say, I don't report most of what I swear to God, some days I have so many things in each of the windows that I have open that I'm like, I'll go to the very end, scroll over to the very end of all the tabs I have open in that particular browser window. And there's 100 stories. And I'm like, there is absolutely no chance. It's like almost like we need to do a 12-hour show to get through all the stuff that we have to do. I'm kidding about
I'm sure
that. We're not doing that, Michael. But that's what it would I'm telling you, it would take us 12 hours to get through every single story that we want to do. We leave you wanting more. And we want more, too. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by National Tater Tot Day. It has its own day, the sack of tater tots that are in your freezer. They're delicious. I love tater tots. I like them to be, I like them overcooked. I cook them up. Like, leave them in there for a little longer.
Crispy.
Crispy.
Mm-hmm. Not soggy.
Someone was telling me, you take the frozen tots and you toss them in, like, olive oil or toss them in some kind of oil. And then you put them in and overcook them, and they'll sizzle up and get even crispier.
Huh.
Is that true? Did anyone ever try that?
I just wait forever.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, aren't they greasy enough? Weren't they fried once? Anyway, tater tots, delicious. It reminds me of...
You need your tots?
Oh.
No. Can I have them?
He grabs them, then he puts them in, shoves them in his pocket.
So gross. That's gonna be the greasiest pocket. Well, he needs them for his llama, Tina.
Tina,
back at the house. Tina, come get some ham.
Napoleon Dynamite, everyone.
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite. So, just what a movie.
It's up there with Dumb and Dumber, isn't it?
It really is. It's such a weird, awesome movie. I love it. It's so dumb, but so great. Boat Pedro.
You're going to eat your tots.
You're going to eat your tots? Can I have them? Oh, God, the chapstick thing. I mean, it's so effing great.
Or and that whole milk scene where she... where
the milk!
Where she's like, I see you're drinking 2%. It's because you think you're fat or something.
Is it because you think you're fat?
Oh, it's so great. God, that movie. Oh, so good. It's great. Anyway, Tater Tot Day. Yay. And reminds us of Napoleon Dynamite. So, Thursday or Friday, we were talking about how Machine Gun Kelly was going to be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
And I said, oh, I wonder if Megan Fox will be there and be in any skits. She was there, but she was not on camera, and I watched the whole thing. Just
so does that mean I won?
You did win.
Woo!
I owe you $5.
All right.
It's I know. Yay, $5.
It's Nicole, more about the winning than anything.
Yeah.
Though,
Nicole, you have cash. Can you please send him some?
Yeah, $5. I do actually. Right. I have $4.
If any, and change. I'm sure you got.
Oh, no,
at
it's
least
from it. It's from my coin purse. The $4.
Oh,
I will not accept coins.
Oh,
all right, then I'll just I'll Venmo you. Okay.
So you bet she wouldn't appear on SNL. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, he bet that you wouldn't see her. Mm-hmm. There were some things of note, and they were not things that were supposed to happen. First of all, I'll just start with Megan Fox was there, because of course she was. I mean, what else? What is she doing right now? She's just busy being in love with Machine Gun Kelly.
She's a parent, though. You'd
yeah,
think
that guy,
that she would
Brian Austin
travel.
Green's got those kids. Come on.
All right.
This is her excuse. She's like, sorry, I traveled. I can't take the kids this week. I wouldn't want to expose them. Plus, I'm busy banging the out of this guy. So Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, they are hot for each other. Mm. And no masks, too, by the way. Like, they get out of their car to go in for the show, for Saturday Night Live, and he carries her across the threshold, and they're just all over each other and so in love, hottest couple ever. And then I guess after the show, they were seen afterwards. I don't know if they're doing cast parties afterwards. I've heard stories about these cast parties where it just because they're so relieved the show is over. They've been rehearsing all week and now they can go crazy. At the very end of the show, when they all gather on the stage and they thank the band, John Krasinski was the host. He thanks Machine Gun Kelly and everyone's yelling. And
did you like him? Krasinski?
Yeah, he was fine. Honestly, the show was fine. It was nothing to write home about. But at the very end of that, and I don't know if you can find this video shot, Bryn, Machine Gun Kelly, who is apparently good friends in real life with Pete Davidson, which actually I was sort of surprised that there wasn't. He does all these like weird, like in his mom's basement rap songs, Pete Davidson does. And I thought, for sure that he would do something with Machine Gun Kelly, like they're friends. And
I got it.
Oh, you found it? Okay, show Vinny what happens at the end here. So Machine Gun Kelly turns around and goes to pick up He's gonna.
So he's shaking hands with everybody because you know he's stoked. He's sober.
He's hugging John Krasinski. It's the end of the show.
And there's Pete right here.
There's his friend Pete. He picks him up, but he doesn't quite make it, and falls off the 1 foot stage.
And John Krasinski.
It actually. And they're back up. They live.
Well, they're having fun. Good for them.
But I did think it looked like a really. You know, they actually cut the show out in the tape I have. I didn't get to see that they lived, so I didn't know. But when he picks him up, he goes off and down, and his head is like underneath. That looks like a neck sprain at the very least. Like, that doesn't look.
He's young, Sarah. Yeah, you know what? I used to fall purposefully all over the place and didn't care one bit and didn't
his
injure myself. And
out. I mean, that just looks.
He's a young man. He's fine.
I don't know. Well, look, it's one of those things where when that happens, you do get up, and no matter how much pain you're in, I'm fine. Everything's good.
Adrenaline.
No worries. Right. I thought to myself that Pete Davidson, because he was featured in a lot of the skits, more than normal for him, I thought that he looked fleshed out somewhat, like he looked healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
His eyes, I noticed that too, yeah.
His eyes did not look. He usually has these dark circles under his eyes.
Yeah, and he blames that on his Crohn's disease.
Crohn's is
the dark
gnarly,
circles.
You guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's, if he's done
also,
any work on his
addict,
diet,
so.
Well, there's that too, sure. But if he's done any work on his diet, it will help him. He'll get more color in his face. You know, one of the things we deal with is her iron deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that will make you look really pale.
Well, you're tired and you have no energy. I mean, that's basically you're anemic.
Right. So that's something that good. Hopefully he's taking better care of himself.
But I'm thinking because he looked fleshier, like not just healthier, but because he's a bone rack. Mm-hmm. Like I would guess that he was 100 pounds soaking wet sometimes. Like his face had these really sharp bones in it. And his eyes were sunken in. Like, so skinny. And I thought he looked more robust. Certainly, he's still a skinny dude. But I wonder if in the past, Machine Gun Kelly has picked that dude up and thrown him over his shoulder a million times because he's like a twig.
Oh.
And this time he goes to pick him up and went, oh, my God. Whoa. Falls right off the stage. Mm. So it's a, the stage falling off was, that was. Which, when that's the highlight of the show, you know it wasn't that great of a show.
Bad
news. It was fine. It was fine. It was an okay show.
Well, he's trying to squat him, and if you look at his legs,
they're out
GK's
too far
leg,
in front of him. Yeah.
I mean, well, and they're super skinny. He's like twig legs. So
Machine Gun Kelly is who Pete Davidson was last year. He's like just a Skeletor. He's good looking. I've always found him attractive.
Oh, I haven't.
Who,
heard
Machine
that.
Gun Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's another guy. He's done modeling, too. I'm really surprised by the guy, though, that because I don't necessarily love anything he does, but he does a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He played Tommy Lee in The Dirt.
Right.
Right?
He played,
was he the drummer?
Wasn't he in Birdcage?
I think he was, right? He was like the derelict who bangs the girl in the laundry room?
Yeah, I think so.
And then he's met Megan Fox on the set of a movie like Love in the Sawgrass or something like that.
But I first knew of him as a rapper with some beef with Eminem.
Yes, absolutely. And now he's a guitar guy. Like he had the guitar and was playing and singing through the whole, the two songs that he did last night or Saturday night. It was really kind of cool. And someone sent it to me or I wouldn't have looked. They always run a previously aired episode before or maybe right after the 8:30 edition of the SNL.
Mm-hmm.
And they played one from 1990. And it was Faith No More doing Epic.
Oh, nice.
So 30 plus years ago. And we're watching Mike, who hammers those drums. Like, that guy never plays, never just gently plays the drums. Never just.
You call him Mike because you're friends with him.
Yeah, Mike Borden is their drummer. And he's a good friend of ours in these last few years. Like, we're in a bike gang with him. In fact, I think he's the guy who came up with acoustic bikes and electric bikes, which is how bikes are classified now. And it was just really funny to see because I didn't know him when he had brown hair. Now he's got dreads that are just solid gray
to the floor. right?
To the floor, basically. It's like a helmet of dreads that the guy wears. And they're gray now, and they used to be. It's just so funny to see someone 30 years younger. Because you just think of them as who they are right now. You know that Denzel Washington movie, The Little Things, that you watched?
Yeah, I didn't like it, but I can tell you I got, and I had people agree with me, and I had other people, actually a friend of mine wrote me and said, I loved it. What are you talking about? And I'm like, what did you love?
It just did really well at the box office.
Well, we're desperate for stuff to watch. I'll tell you that right now.
Here's the thing, though. I'm talking about actual movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're releasing all the Warner things on this, at the same time on HBO Max as they are in theaters. So it was in 2,100 theaters. And it made a whopping $4.8 million. Which they're saying is awesome these days. Because the fact that it's free on your TV, you know, for less than the price of a movie ticket, in some markets anyway, you can get HBO Max and you can get all these movies for free, you know, with your monthly fee. And it's actually a credit to how people feel about the experience of going to a movie that $4.8 million got spent seeing this in theaters. I'm sure they're at reduced capacity. And even if they'll only let 25% of the people in, I'm sure they don't even come near that for capacity. But somehow they managed to make $4.8 million, and they say that it is actually that was a great take for by today's standards.
Well, look, Denzel is a draw, and he's one of the few actors in Hollywood who can be the star of his own movie with no other actors, and people watch it. I certainly do.
Right.
And that's like
you were like, I am watching that.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that. And then, you get Rami in there and you get Jared Leto in there and you go, well, that's star packed, right?
Got to be good.
And it just was. I just didn't think it was that good. It was super flawed. But, you know, I'd love to hear from people who thought it was great. And if you did, I'll certainly pass that, you know, text it in and I'll read it.
Did you watch with a laptop on your lap?
No, nope. Me
so
and the missus
sitting,
sat down
watching
on Friday night, hit play, and watched that from start to finish. And I swear I was like, I don't get it. Denzel's great. He carries the whole movie. Rami is, in my opinion, miscast. He's not a cop.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great Freddie Mercury. He is no, you know, L.A. policeman.
But so nerdy Mr. Robot guy, yes, that works.
Yes.
Freddie Mercury, yes. Hardened L.A. cop, no.
Well, he just doesn't.
Or
I
New
didn't
York cop. I
see him as
him.
Someone who I didn't. It didn't work for
you
me. And then
it.
Jared Leto's a supermodel. No matter what you do to him, he's just beautiful.
It's true.
So,
well, as the Joker, he's less beautiful. He's like weird, the weird no eyebrow thing.
So anyway, don't not watch it on my account. Check it out. Tell me what you think.
And the movie we're talking about right now is called The Little Things, which is airing for free on HBO Max. And I guess you can go to the theater if you really want to.
The budget was $30 million.
You know, I wonder what HBO paid for the rights to all these movies at the same time. I mean, it must have been enough that that everyone's going to make their money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
It's iconic. Even after living there for a while, I would still glance at it. Like, you know, it's that thing. Like, oh, how cool that I live here and I'm looking at that. And you're not allowed to go up there. You're not supposed to go there and you're not supposed to climb those things. And people have hung banners and done stuff. There was a stunt that happened. It looks like, I think this happened yesterday. Six people have now been arrested. They altered the sign to read Holly Boob.
Oh, that's cute.
They
What's
seems
the problem.
It was, and by the way, it was for breast cancer awareness, and it's a chick. Her name is Julia Rose. She's lovely, and she's wearing hardly any clothes, and she is doing double birds as she stands fairly distant from the Hollywood sign, so that it's the Holly Boob is up above her. Unfortunately, it looks like they got these guys before they managed to pull the. They took a white bar and put it across the D, so to divide it into a B.
Okay.
And then they were going to pull a big tarp that had a huge B on it over the W. They never quite made it there.
Oh.
It's sort of hanging. You can see it there. See the little bar across the and then you can see the tarp they're trying to pull up there.
Well, all right. So,
they didn't quite
you know.
Make it up there, but... And then they were arrested. She and this Julia Rose, who's worth a look. She's hot.
Julia
Big tongue.
Rose,
large
huh?
tongue in this picture. And just lots of skin. No boobs, unfortunately. And you'd think she'd go for it because it was Holly Boob Day. But that's what was happening up in the Hollywood Hills yesterday.
They call her the Holly Boob Vandal.
Oh, the poor thing. Holly Boob Vandal. But I mean, they had the idea. They were and looked like they if they had had a little more time, they could have hauled that bee up there a little higher. But they didn't make it.
Did you say here that?
There's the shot, Vinny. The tongue, the belly, the double.
She's
birds.
Known as an MTV reality star, and also she dated notorious YouTube star Jake Paul, who I guess is a boxer now, right?
Yeah, he's a. Is it Jake Paul and Logan Paul? Are they the brothers on YouTube?
I think so
yeah.
Both of whom live in like $13 million mansions for no reason other than we're famous on YouTube or Instagram.
You are correct. She is great looking.
Yeah, she's a little nugget. Really cute. She reminds me of Stacey Keibler. You remember her?
No.
Stacey Keibler used to date George Clooney. She was like a female wrestler maybe, I thought. She kind of reminds me of her.
Oh, here's
Cutie.
A picture. Oh boy, I got to stop looking at this girl.
I know,
she's
right?
There's a picture of her grabbing her own boobs, and I don't know why I like that, but I do. So I'm like, so stupid.
Let me cup these. Let me show you my cup size with my hands.
God, I'm still a 13-year-old.
Well,
so
you know, good. That's good. It's the way you should be. It's really late. I don't know where the time goes. We just talk and talk and talk, and then it's over. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Super Bowl foods, the most hated state, STDs, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.